I knew zero of. Foreign Ministry on Saturday described a U.S. brokered Sudan-Israel deal to normalize ties as phony and accused Khartoum of paying a ransom in return for Washington removing it from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. Iran remains on that list. The deal agreed to on Friday marked the third Arab government after the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday he would take Sudan off the list once it had deposited $335 million it had pledged to pay in victims' compensation. Khartoum has since placed the funds in a special escrow account for victims of al-Qaeda attacks on U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. Poland's President Andrzej Duda has tested positive for coronavirus, according to a spokesman. Spokesman said Saturday on Twitter that the 48-year-old conservative leader was tested the day before and his result was positive. He added that the president feels well. Duda's diagnosis comes amid a huge surge in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths in Poland. Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim says he's concerned about reports that the prime minister wants to declare a state of emergency to fight the coronavirus so that he can suspend parliament and thereby crush efforts to oust his government. Local media has reported that Prime Minister Mahiuddin Yassin is seeking an emergency declaration to battle a fresh coronavirus outbreak. Speculation intensified after he held a special cabinet meeting Friday and then met with the king. Anwar met the king last week to try and convince the monarch that he now has enough support from lawmakers to topple the current prime minister, whose government has only a 2-seat majority in parliament. Anwar says any emergency would clearly be aimed at preserving the government. This is VOA News. Police in Paraguay have found the remains of 7 people in advanced stage of decomposition in a container of fertilizer that arrived in the country from Serbia, officials said. The remains were discovered by employees of an agricultural company in the capital, Asunción. Paraguayan prosecutor told reporters they were likely those of illegal migrants. Local shipping authorities said the container had left Serbia in July, first for neighboring EU member Croatia, which they say was likely the migrants' destination. It then traveled through Egypt, Spain, and Argentina en route to Paraguay. Traces of food discovered near the remains suggested the group was prepared for a short trip. And asphyxiation was the likely cause of death, forensic doctor Pablo Lemire said, adding that 3 of the 7 were from Morocco and 1 was from Egypt. North Korea has warned its citizens to stay indoors, saying seasonal yellow dust blowing in from China might carry the new coronavirus into the country. The claim that the virus that causes COVID-19 could spread to North Korea from the Gobi Desert, 1,200 miles away, appears unsupported. 6 feet is a common social distancing metric, although the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says droplets containing the virus can sometimes linger in the air for hours. A report in a North Korean newspaper said citizens should refrain from outdoor activities and must follow prevention guidelines, such as wearing masks when they go outside. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcomed the Armenian foreign minister to the U.S. State Department amid efforts to end fighting between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces in Nagorno-Karabakh. Pompeo also met with the Azeri foreign minister just before. The collapse of 2 Russian-brokered ceasefires has dimmed hopes of a quick end to the fighting that broke out on September 27th over the enclave, which is a breakaway territory within Azerbaijan but controlled by ethnic Armenians. World powers want to prevent a wider war that draws in Turkey, which has voiced strong support for Azerbaijan, and Russia, which has a defense pact with Armenia. One of President Donald Trump's top priorities on immigration, if he wins a second term, would be to use agreements with Central American governments as models to get countries around the world to field asylum claims from people seeking refuge in the United States. This, according to a top advisor speaking on Friday to the Associated Press. Stephen Miller is the key architect of Trump's immigration policies. He says the agreements would help stop asylum fraud, asylum shopping, and asylum abuse. Here we go. I'm Paul Bowman for VOA News.